From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim Sunday rejected a UN proposal that would grant autonomy to the embattled eastern sector of Aleppo, where rebels seeking to topple the government of Bashar al-Assad have been locked in a months-long battle with Russian-backed government forces. The proposal was made by UN envoy to Syria Staffan de Mistura in Damascus. He also disagreed over Syrian and Russian complicity in the bombing of hospitals.
Since we do have a difference of opinion between the Minister Mualim saying that there is a total denial of any aerial bombing of hospitals in eastern Aleppo, and now a point of view that indicates that there has been a tragic bombing of hospital in eastern Aleppo, then that perhaps we should be allowed to send a verification team on the UN side to verify the damage of the hospitals.
He warned time was running out on efforts to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. President Barack Obama, speaking in Peru, said he's not optimistic about the situation in Syria.
Once Russia and Iran made a decision to back Assad in a brutal air campaign, then it was very hard to see a way in which even a trained and committed moderate opposition could hold its ground for long periods of time.
At least 240 people have reportedly been killed in eastern Aleppo since Tuesday. In Libya, at least 20 people killed, dozens wounded following 4 days of clashes among rival factions in the southern city of Saba. The two tribes were backed by armed groups using tanks, mortars, and other heavy weapons. This is VOA News.